Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
So in the World Series, you may remember, Alex Bregman hits a huge home run off the Nats.
Yeah.
He takes his bat all the way down to first base, and as he's approaching the first base bag, he kind of drops it, right? But he carried it over two-thirds of the way down the line, and then he just kind of drops the bat on the ground. Juan Soto subsequently hit a monster, mammoth, prodigious home run, went further than Bregman's. And he carries the bat to mock him and mimic him all the way down to first and basically drops it at the feet of his first base coach.
Timmy Bogart.
As he's rounding first base, right? Davey was livid. We don't do that. That's not how we operate, blah, blah, blah. Today, the Yankees are beating the Rays. They're trying to salvage a split in a 4-game series. Jose Siri, who's hitting a couple hundred, hits a home run while down. I think it was 4-0, made it 4-1. Maybe it was 4-1, made it 4-2, something like that. He's a Rays player, not having a good year, hits a home run, gets out. He admires it from home plate, like, for a really long time. And then he took a really slow jog around the base pass to the point that it draws the ire of all of the Yankees. Now, I don't personally have much of an issue with celebrations. In fact, I don't have any issue with celebrations. I think there's a line you can't cross, which is, as long as you're doing things to your toward your own dugout, not toward the opponent, you're not talking S, then it's fine. And that's where, like, Jerks and Profar, with the Padres as an example, when the Nats got upset at him, I think rightfully, went over the line. But even in this case, even though it was ridiculous, Siri is like basically walking. Like, look what he does here. Have you seen this?
I don't know.
It's from this afternoon. So he gets to third base, and he basically stops, and he, like, makes a bunch of motions to his teammates. Again, this guy's hitting 200. The team's down by a few runs. It was a solo home run. It was a wall scraper. And, like, he's stopping almost completely.
Yeah.
He's like touching his head. I don't know what he's doing.
Michael Kay wasn't happy about it either. Yeah, but broadcast. It was awful. He was going off. Yeah.
Get me that audio.
Yeah. So it's, you know, again, everybody has like a routine now. Everyone has to do everything. But this one seems to include you almost stop to a stutter step, kind of like you're barely walking, gesture to the dugout, then pick your speed back up again, touch third base, whatever handshake you've got. Now you go home. Now you got to go to the dugout and get whatever headdress or helmet on or special themed magical ride.
Here is why I bring it up. I wouldn't have cared enough to tell our DC audience about it, except that I love Juan Soto.
Okay.
So Juan Soto hits another home run. He had two today. But he hits a home run to right, and he took 37 seconds to get back to home plate.
That's hard to do.
A normal home run time, like if you're really booking it, a little over 20 seconds. Like when you're upper 20s, it's like a really, really long trot. Like, what were you doing? He took 37 seconds. And then he was asked about it after the game. He said, I don't know what Jose Siri was doing, actually. I just don't know. For me, I just, you know, it's hot weather. It was a tough day. I tried to save the hammies and make sure I go nice and easy. But, like, you don't get one over on Juan Soto. He is not here to let you embarrass him or his teammates. And God forbid, right after you do something to try to rub his face in it, he will rub yours.
You better hope he doesn't have another at bat coming. I'll say that.
Let's hear what Michael Kay had to say about Siri.
You lose it. I mean, celebrate when you win it.
Yep.
I mean, they're acting like it's Mardi Gras in that dugout. You're losing the game.
What a line. Mardi Gras. I mean, I don't agree with the take that much because, like, again, I like fun and baseball's entertainment. But what a great, if you're going to be an old man, like, make me laugh.
Lean in. Amen, Michael Kay.
That's a wacky bit.
Because listen, if you're excited because you tied the game or it's like a dramatic moment, get excited. Exciting things are exciting. To their point, you know, they're getting smashed in that one. I guess it was 4-1. But still, it's like, isn't there a time and a place? You know, like LeRon Landry flexing on a ball carrier after a 25-yard gain when his team's down 4 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. You're kind of going, dude, don't you know it looks dumb? It looks embarrassing, right?
How cool is Juan Soto?
Very.
He's just the coolest, man. I want him to remain with the Yankees after this season. Here's why.
Whoa.
Yeah, here's why.
Okay.
Here's why.
All right.
Wait for it. I think there are two teams that Juan Soto could play for next year, the way that I see it. They're both in New York. Oh. I think he's either going to be a Yankee or a Met. There are people with delusions in D.C. that think he could come back here.
That's adorable.
I don't see that one. Does he cost any money? Do you have to spend money to get him? Might be tough. I don't know who else can afford him. I don't think the Dodgers could. I'd be fine with that. Just send him to the other coast. I don't have to see him that much. Doesn't have to play the Nats a whole lot. A la San Diego when he was with the Padres. But I think it's Yankees or Mets. It's either Steve Torrey. Is that the right name? Am I making that up?
I don't know.
Owner of the Mets.
Cohen?
Steve Cohen, thank you.
Yeah, I was like, who's Steve Torrey?
I don't know. I think he's like a radio guy in New York.
Well, there's Guy Torrey, who's the comedian.
Yeah.
Then there's Joe Torrey.
Steve Cohen. Steve Cohen's he's the one guy that just could wake up in the morning and go, you know what? I'm not losing. I'll write you the check, Boris. We need to do something. Here's my something. So I could see that. But I think you could also just stick with the Yankees. And that's way less painful to me.
I would love one of those dark horse American League teams. Like, give me the Rangers.
Just laying in the weeds.
You know, like Detroit hasn't spent money on a player in 15 years.
What about the Angels? Like an Artie Moreno?
Great.
Like, let's give him
the
Vernon Wells, Pujols type thing. Maybe.
What I don't want is it's like the Braves for some reason and the Mets and the Phillies all of a sudden like fighting over him. And then he's like, I'll play for all three of you at the same time against the Nets somehow.
I just feel like we've had enough and it's cute. It's everyone had their fun. But Trey Turner and Bryce Harper and Scherzer, the in-the-division rivals thing, I am good on it. I'm done with it. And he's the one of all the guys that I probably love the most. It would hurt the most to have him in the division. Like him wearing Mets gear, I don't think this is even an option, but Braves or something.
Right.
That would just not be okay.
I don't think it's realistic. I'm going to throw something else at you. It's not really what we're talking about, but just you and me having a conversation. It's kind of what we're doing here. Read an article. It theorized that a team laying in the weeds on Juan Soto with new ownership looking to make a giant splash to put them over the top, the Baltimore Orioles. This would be the first of its kind. This is, again, a player that costs money that's not homegrown from a farm system as a result of 15 years of losing. This is not that. This would be their first one of these. What would you do?
So I'm going to play your game.
Play the
game. First, I'm going to say this will never happen and makes no sense. But now that I got that out of the way. Oh, boy. Wait. What is this envelope that says season tickets? Hun, what is this about? Why? I don't know how these got here.
There's some mistake. It says we have a condo in Baltimore now, honey. What is that?
Why are we going to Camden Yards 81 times?
81, really?
What does that mean? Yeah, that would be pretty neat. I'm in on that.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.